class is over today. I have time for questions and answers. Rogers ji, please go ahead with your questions.
Just two really. The first one, could you explain the difference, if there is a difference, between the doer and the enjoyer?
Okay. See, when there is identity with the body, the doer, see, body is involved in physical activities, about the activities. The mind is also involved in the function of thinking. The sense organs are involved in the function of seeing, hearing, etc. When the identity is with this body, mind, sense complex, naturally there is a notion, I am the doer, isn't it? I am the doer. That is called having that notion that I am the doer is called what? Kartrutvam. Kartrutvam. Kartrutvam means what? The notion that I am the doer. And when there is experience of pain or experience of pleasure, joy, when you say I am happy, I am pleased, I am sad, I am unhappy, I am very happy, I am pleased, when you say there your identity is with the experience in the form of thought in your mind. When the identity is with the mind, there is a notion that I am the experiencer. The identity, when you identify yourself with the mind, obtaining in the form of experience of joy or pain or pleasure, then your identity is with what? That is why you say, when there is joy in the mind, what is joy or pleasure? Pleasure or joy is a thought modification, is a state of mind. What is pain? Pain is also a thought modification, which is a sorrow, is a, so different degrees of pain we go through, pain, grief, agony, sorrow, different degrees. Intolerable, tolerable. So this pain is also thought modification, which is mind. If you are wise person, if you have objectivity, you can say what? I am consciousness distinct from the mind. Which is in the form of thoughts as pain, experience of pain and experience of pleasure. Then you are objective towards your mind. I am consciousness incidentally endowed with the mind which has what? Pain and pleasure. This is objectivity. But when the wisdom is not there, naturally, even though we understand, because of assimilation of the teaching is not there, then naturally when there is joy, you say, I am happy, I am peaceful. When there is a pain, I am very sad, upset, I am unhappy. Which means your identity is with the mind, then you say there is notion that I am the experiencer of pain and pleasure. That is called bhoktrutvam. The entertaining the notion that I am the enjoyer, experiencer, is called bhoktrutvam. That bhoktrutvam is there when there is identity with the mind. Experience is nothing but mind. When there is identity with the body, mind, sense complex, when there is a notion that I am the doer, then I am the doer notion is kartrutvam. So the difference is, identity is only with the mind, isn't it? Even the physical pain is there. Not only pain and pleasure in the mind. The physical pain is there. Oh my God, you can't say, my back is aching. No, the back has pain. I am free from pain. We don't say that. I have no pain. I am consciousness witnessing the body having pain. We can't say that. Back means, oh my God. Immediately we have that. Which means your identity is with the body. Body's pain becomes your pain. They're also what your experiencer. Therefore, the notion that I am the experiencer, the notion that I am the doer is what now is purely because of the identity with the body mind sense complex. I'm not saying the white person will wise person not white person sorry wise person will not have pain. I'm not saying he wise person also will have pain, but he will have objectivity. He will not be afflicted. But the ignorant person will have the pain and be very much afflicted and shattered. Why? Because of his subjectivity, because of his non-objectivity, because of his wrong identity, because of his internalization. Isn't it? The knower doer is, it is the identity with the body mind sense complex. No? It results in knower and doer. Knower and experiencer. Doer experiencer.
That's very useful. But just to follow that, when you speak of the identification of the body, mind, knower and enjoyer, well, the consciousness doesn't identify, as I understand it, doesn't identify with anything.
No. Consciousness has no identity.
So the identity is the I.
Yeah. Now the question comes, who is the one who has this identity, isn't it? The right identity is only the mind. This mind which is hanging in between, Rogerji, the mind is thinking, because the world is inseparable from the mind, the mind is inseparable from the consciousness also, isn't it? There is I sense in the mind, isn't it? That I is one of the thought modifications, isn't it? See, there are various thought modifications which constitute the mind. The knowledge I am is also what? Cognition. What is a cognition? Cognition, experience, knowledge, it means thought plus consciousness, isn't it? I am. So the world is, that is, this is, like that. So the any experience, any cognition, any knowledge being thought plus consciousness, here the question comes here, what are you? Do you want to identify yourself with mithya matter or satyam consciousness? Where should the I be placed? Therefore, the identity is the wrong identity, right identity is actually because of what? The mind alone. Consciousness does not have identity. Consciousness is, because of consciousness, there is something called identity is possible. Without consciousness, there cannot be identity at all, isn't it? It is because of the presence of consciousness, blessing of consciousness, identity itself is possible. Right identity, wrong identity. Right knowledge, wrong knowledge. Right perception, wrong perception. Right and wrong, both are possible because of the very presence of consciousness. Isn't it? And because of consciousness alone, right and wrong can be discerned also. And because of consciousness alone, wrong can be resolved also. Because of consciousness alone, right can be retained also. And being consciousness, both right and wrong can be resolved also. And therefore, consciousness is free from wrong identity also. Consciousness has no, neither right identity nor wrong identity. Consciousness has no identity, isn't it? It is the individual being obtaining as I, isn't it? I. That is why the identity is also one of the methods Shastram uses to help you slowly understand the reality. So identity means what? Entertainment of the notion is called identity. There is a notion which is again in the form of a thought. The thought also is there. So I can be, see, that's why the very thing, I means, the I is identified with the knower. Initially what happens when you do not, even before the drishya viveka prakriya, the knower I is identified with the known body mentions complex. Leave alone knowing the knower being consciousness. Okay, that is final thing. You finally arrive at the knower is consciousness. That is a different thing. initially, the knower known difference itself is not known. The knower known difference is not there. The known, the knower is identified as with the known. That is why I am the body. I have pain. I have suffering. I am the body. I mean, the knower is identified with the known mind. The knower I is identified with the known pranas, known senses, known body, known. Understand? The all of them are known. That's why the knower has been distinguished first of all from the known, because of the inseparability of the knower and the known. Even the mind also, you can take that for example. Isn't it? The no inseparable. Inseparable. That is why inseparably together, that is why is identified means what? The mistaken. You are not able to discern. When you see the wave and the water, you are not able to discern, distinguish the water from the wave. The physically, they are non-distinguishable, but they are intellectually distinguishable. You can distinguish what? You can understand the water being distinct from the wave namarupa. Similarly, here also the knower, there is no knower, solid knower sitting there. Knower is abstract consciousness, which is manifest as I knowledge I am. The pure consciousness manifests as the knowledge I am. Isn't this the highest form of manifestation of consciousness is what? The knowledge I am. And that is the manifestation of the consciousness as what knowledge the world is. I am, the world is. Both are what? Aham, idam. Both are manifestations of knowledge. Okay? Consciousness manifest is what? Pure consciousness is pure knowledge. The pure knowledge is manifest as what? Knowledge I am, knowledge the world is. I am, the world exists. Both are what? Manifestations of knowledge. And here, this world is what? The knowledge of the object. I am is what? The knowledge of the self. So the knowledge of the existence of the self is I am. The knowledge of the existence of the world is what? The world is. I am, the world is. In fact, if we say I is, world is, no problem. Be easy to understand. I is, world is. Is means what? I am. That am is what? Existence of consciousness. Consciousness alone is manifest as existence of I. In the expression, I am. It is consciousness alone manifest as the existence of the world. In the expression, world is. There the is implies consciousness being manifest as existence. In I am implies the consciousness being manifest as existence of I. Therefore, initially we are too gross to understand the subtle difference. Our identity is with what? The knower known distinction itself is not there. Knower known difference itself is not there. For you to arrive at the truth, for you to know who you are, for you, you need to know that you are the knower, first of all. And to know you are the knower, and you had to be shown how you knower are different from the known. That is why Drik Drishya is a kindergarten step in Vedanta Shastram. The kindergarten step itself is so beautiful, first of all. Nowhere you have this teaching tradition except Vedanta Shastram. It differentiates the knower from the known. There is subject-object analysis. The knower-known, distinguishing the knower-known analysis is what? Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya. First That's why the very Vedanta first class is so really attractive. Why? Because the first leap, my God, I am the knower. I am different from the known. Body is the known, which means I is not the body. That itself is a very big kick for us, isn't it? That is when Vedanta attracts and keeps you under this spell. And finished, it has taken us, and we had to be with Vedanta throughout, isn't it? It's a big thing. That is why, Rajaji, you are correct. Consciousness does not have any identity. Isn't it? The identity, this knowledge, which is manifest as I, what this manifest knowledge is. Isn't it? What this manifest knowledge I am. What this manifest knowledge this universe is. Without which manifestation there cannot be I, there cannot be this. This I will not be if there is no such a thing called I am. What is that knowledge which is manifest as I? What is that knowledge which is manifest as this I and this aham idam? What is that? That which one alone was manifest as I, manifest as this, manifest as knower, manifest as known. That one consciousness is free from all identities. Isn't it? Yeah.
Sorry, my question, which I've had for a while, is the repetition of Aham Brahmasmi is still manifest consciousness, which leads to divisionless consciousness.
No, doesn't lead to. Consciousness is ever divisionless, of the nature of divisionlessness. So, the Aham Brahmasmi is also Vritti Jnanam. I tell you, consciousness is the pure knowledge. The knowledge of the self-existence, knowledge of the existence of the world. It's a beautiful way of saying it. Knowledge of the existence of one's own self. Knowledge of the existence of the world. Isn't it? Knowledge of anything, any knowledge is manifestation of consciousness. Knowledge is nothing but manifestation of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Even ignorance also is manifestation of knowledge. Anger is manifestation of knowledge. Because anything which is an object of knowledge is manifestation of knowledge. This is a beautiful thing to say. Any object of knowledge is manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge means appearance of knowledge. Appearance of consciousness. Any object of knowledge is Any object of knowledge is manifestation of knowledge. Any manifestation of knowledge is appearance of knowledge, which is consciousness. That is why we say in every object of experience, every phenomenon is what? Illumination of consciousness. The appearance of consciousness. It's called what? Devata. Abba, you know you'll understand the meaning of the word Devata. See, what an amount of teaching is required to arrive at this why Shastram calls every phenomenon as Devata. Every phenomenon here is Devata. That word is so expressive, understand that, isn't it? Yes.
You know the goal for everyone, you know, the moksha, the goal, the real goal that the Vedanta Advaita. Are we saying that we stop at manifest consciousness? What is that goal? What is the... if we know...
Desire for moksha, you mean?
Desire for moksha, because we know...
Of course, desire you understand one thing. Every object of knowledge is manifestation of knowledge. What is desire? Desire is an object of knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge. Any manifest knowledge is Ishvara. This is what desire is Ishvara. What is anger? Anger is object of experience. Any object of experience is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, it's what? Ishvara. How can you say everything is Ishvara? How do you understand? Everything is Ishvara means what? Everything is Ishvara is equal to everything is manifestation of knowledge. Every object of knowledge is manifestation of knowledge. Every opaque thing which reflects the light, which shines in the reflected light, is reflection of the light. Every opaque thing is a reflection of the light. Why do you say, instead of saying reflecting light, reflecting object, why do you say reflection of the light? Because the opaque has no independent existence outside of the light. Therefore, every opaque object is, we say initially we start like this. Opaque object reflects the light, reflecting medium for the light. Then we say there is reflected light. Light gets the status of being the reflected light from the standpoint of the opaque object. Finally, we say there is no reflected light and reflecting medium. Every opaque thing is reflection of the light. Light is Brahma. Reflection of the light is Ishvara. Understand? Like that, every object here is what? Ishvaraha, Bhagavan. Every object is what? There is no subject other than consciousness. Every object is what? Manifestation of consciousness. Manifest consciousness is what? Manifestation of consciousness means every object is consciousness manifest. That is why every object is Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. All Jagat is Ishvara. This is our concept of Ishvara. The more we study, the more we understand. Understand? Knowledge means manifestation of knowledge. Why? It is an object of knowledge. Knowledge is an object of knowledge. Ignorance also is an object of knowledge. Therefore, ignorance also is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Where does ignorance shine? Where does knowledge shine? Not outside of consciousness. How do you recognize the darkness? Differentiate the darkness, isn't it? Darkness and light. Ignorance and knowledge. Both are two different manifestations of the reality, the consciousness. Okay, both are objects. When you say, I know English, the knowledge of English is what? Manifestation of knowledge, the consciousness. I do not know Tamil, when you say, what is that? Ignorance of Tamil is what? That's also, you know that you do not know. Therefore, that's also a manifestation of knowledge. Okay? All that is here is only knowledge. To arrive at this abstract fact, lot of work needs to be done. Rojaji, have I answered your question?
You have, Swami, very fully. Okay. If it's been recorded, I'll look at it again. But what was really, it's not a question, don't anyone worry. What really hit me was, the answer I was looking for was when you said the knower has to be separated from the known. I find that very, very important.
Initially.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a step one, isn't it? See, in the process of the method of knowing, Rojaji, the method of knowing, that is the, initially we separate, then finally we resolve. Separate to resolve. If you do not separate at all, how will you resolve it? Separate, resolve. Enter to come out. Separate to resolve. Get attached to discover detachment.
Get married.
Don't divorce, doctor. No, no way of divorcing. That's not the solution.
Sorry, I have seen this word anti-knowledge being used for ignorance. I don't know what to think about it.
That is wrong translation, doctor.
Anti-knowledge.
Against knowledge.
In the
bookstore. No, knowledge. See, knowledge is opposed to ignorance. Yeah. Why opposed? Because where there is knowledge, there cannot be ignorance. Suppose where knowledge, physics knowledge will not remove chemistry ignorance. They were then opposed to each other. Physics knowledge is opposed to only physics ignorance. See, that is what we say. Opposed to. So anti, they say.
Anti.
Opposed means what?
Yeah.
They cannot coexist.
Yeah.
So knowledge of a given object and knowledge, ignorance of the given object cannot coexist. Suppose if I know physics, my physics knowledge will not remove my mathematics knowledge. Ignorance, ignorance. And opposed to. It's opposed to only that ignorance, isn't it? That's what they mean. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.